You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate, so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, family? It's your boy, Emeka. And today, we're going to talk about risk, right? And one of the most common things I hear in real estate and from newbies or people who've been thinking about it for a while is it's risky, right? They're scared because they're afraid they're going to lose all their money. They're afraid they're going to have people call them at, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning for a plumbing issue. And here's what I have to say. Real estate's really not that risky as you think, as well as anything that is not risky has low rewards. High risk, high reward, low risk, low reward. And I'm telling you that it's not that risky. So does that mean it's low reward? Absolutely not. What I am saying is, I say there's more risk into not going after real estate, not chasing a dream, not chasing a goal, right? Because if you hold back on the things that you're capable of because of a risk, then you're not going to get anything done. Those who are successful in life took risk along the way, and that's never going to change. Think about all the most successful people you can think of, the popular people, the entertainers, the doctors. There was risk that they took to get where they are, and that's a part of this book of life, right? So how is real estate not risky? The reason why I say real estate is not that risky is because you have a physical asset, a physical, tangible, something that you can touch backing your money, right? And I'm not here to, you know, diss on any cryptocurrencies, any other currency that's out there, stocks, you know, bonds, index funds, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to diss any of that. I'm here to strictly talk about real estate and how it's less risky than the other items. So number one, it's physical, right? So your money is on and in a property. So you have collateral versus something else like a stock is, you know, it's, you can't touch it. It's just something that goes up and down. It's literally digital. There's like nothing there, right? Like, you know, you put your money in a stock and it like vanishes. You don't even know truly where your money is. And with real estate, you know exactly where your money is. It's that big building that you can see that someone's living in versus something that you don't even understand, right? I know for a fact that in high school and college, they didn't teach you anything about, you know, 401k, index funds, mutual funds, ETFs, EFTs, whatever they're called. I know there's some meme stocks, all that stuff. You don't know anything. You just know that it goes up and down, and, you know, if the business does good, then it goes up, or people have a good outlook on what this company may do, it's going to go up. But you don't really know. It's less in your control. And with real estate, you have all, I'm not going to say all the control, but you have majority of the control, right? You get to decide who is in your property, right? Depending on what state you're in, you might have certain laws to abide by if you bring in the wrong person, try to get them out. But that's where you get to choose where you invest,
right, versus you going to stock market or crypto, right? And there's crypto is doing well right now, but you still have no idea. It's so volatile. And right now, real estate is not the sexiest place to be in just because there's high inventory, there's higher interest rates. You know, there's a bunch of inventory depending on where you are. I'm in Florida, there's a lot of inventory. But at the end of the day, someone's going to need a place to stay. And it always goes back up. Real estate makes the most millionaires. And you can be one, right? You don't need to have millions to invest in real estate. And when it comes to risk, right, what's the worst that can happen? Yes, a tornado can come or a hurricane can come and blow your house away. That's what insurance for. Insurance are annoying. They are annoying. You know, it might take months, maybe even a year to get your value back, the money back. But then again, you're going to get a check that's going to help you build a property, fill it in. And it might be stressful. It will be stressful. It will be stressful. But when it comes to risks, your house just got blown away through a hurricane, tsunami, whatever you fill in the blank. And you're still able to recoup that asset because you had insurance that someone else was paying for. You understand that, right? Someone else is paying for the things that's helping you secure and give you peace of mind. Right. What's more risk? And I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen, right? Something is blown away and insurance takes over it. Someone can drive into it. You could be fixing up a property. Your contractor can walk away with money. You gave them a deposit. Fortunately speaking, most things can be solved with money. I was just talking about this the other day with someone. However, insurance is going to help. You get to choose the contractor going to help you. You get to choose the contract that you want to fix your property. So there's a lot of stuff in your control that you really don't have with many other investment tools, right? And there's so many different ways to invest in real estate. You can be a passive investor where you're investing in a partnership and trusting what they have to do and trusting what they're saying and trusting their expertise to help you get a return on your money, right? The risk is choosing the wrong partner, but I don't advise choosing a partner that you don't know. However, there's so many ways to mitigate your risk. Nothing's ever going to be 100% risk-free, right? There could be a black swan event in any moment of time. No one has a crystal ball. No one knows the future. No one knows what the state of real estate, the state of stocks, the state of crypto is going to be in 10 to 20 years, right? To my understanding with crypto, right? If someone owns enough crypto, or if 50% of crypto owners decide that they want to make more Bitcoin or something like that, or stop Bitcoin, I don't know the exact, but then that's a risk, right? If enough people agree that we're going to make more or end it, then it's kind of scary for me. Fact check that, I'm not a crypto expert, but real estate, I would say, is one of the least risky investments because you are able to touch the asset, see the asset, control values more than you think. Yes, it appreciates. Yes, the real estate market goes up and down, but you can control the value by upkeep with the property, making sure that you're putting the right improvements in, putting the right money towards the right places, putting in the right tenant, fixing the roofs, doing termites every, year or 3 years, whatever it may be. But as long as you're protecting your asset with the right tools, saving the right amount of money, keeping the right amount of reserves, that property should never go down in value. And even if it goes down in value for 1 year, it's always going to go back up. It always has. And then if you're buying in a crazy market where, like Austin, Texas, where prices are kind of stagnant, well, you can buy a property that, even though it's stagnant, it can still be below market where you need to fix it up and increase the value to make it more level with the rest. So when people tell me real estate is risky, I say you are risking more not investing in real estate, missing out on the opportunity, getting paid three ways, and there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like it. Maybe, I don't know, there's nothing else like it. So you need to just jump on board, invest in real estate, reach out to me, reach out to someone you know who does it, and just ask a million questions and then jump right in with 2 feet take action. No one is going to stop you but you. There is no excuses that you can tell me. Yes, you're going to be busy. You might have a family, but there's people with families. There's people who are 10 times busier than you, and they still have time, or they have a way, or they have someone to help them invest in real estate. And stop saying it's risky. You don't want to get calls at 2 a.m., hire a property manager. They'll take a 6-8% cut a month. Peace of mind, right? So there's so many different ways to mitigate your risk. You just need to make sure that you stay ready. Until next time, my friends, see ya.
Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.